From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Reporting, thousands across Russia have demonstrated that they are not in support of a fourth term for Russian President Vladimir Putin. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Thousands of demonstrators crowded into Moscow's Pushkin Square in a day of protests across Russia ahead of Vladimir Putin's inauguration for a fourth term as president. A monitoring group says more than 350 people have been arrested around the country. Ben Thomas, AP Radio News.
Iran's president warned Sunday about the nuclear deal between Iran and world powers. If the United States leaves the nuclear agreement, you will soon see that they will regret it like never before in history. Hassan Rouhani made the statements during a televised address. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he will decide by May 12th whether Washington will remain an adherent to the nuclear agreement. Former New York City mayor and presidential candidate Rudy Giuliani is now the outspoken face of President Trump's legal team. He talked to reporters in Washington about a number of issues, including the Iran nuclear deal and whether Mr. Trump should withdraw the U.S. from the 2015 agreement between Tehran and a number of other nations.
I mean, he first has to decide what he wants to do with the agreement. Seems to me there are three choices, right? One that I don't like, continue it. Second one, renegotiate it. Number three, throw it out, get the sanctions back, and then see if they don't come to the, on their knees again like they did last time.
Meanwhile, a foreign policy advisor to Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei warned last week that Iran would withdraw from the deal if the president, Trump, follows through on his threat to pull out of the Iran nuclear deal. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Residents of Hawaii's Big Island remain on high alert after the Kilauea volcano gushed more lava on the island's eastern side, forcing more evacuations. Residents of Hawaii's Big Island, again, saying that they are concerned lava, molten rock, and toxic gas continue to plague area neighborhoods following a 6.9 magnitude earthquake. It is the island's largest tremor in more than 40 years. New Civil Defense Administration Talmadge Magno.
Four or five landslides on the Hamakua coastline. Public works and state highways were dealing opening those. And, I think one of them at least shut down two lanes. But didn't sound like it was going to be anything more extensive than that. I know some buildings had some minor damage. I heard it throughout Hilo Town, but pretty much that was it.
The Associated Press reports at least five homes have been destroyed by lava shooting out of openings in the ground. There have been no reports of deaths or injuries. Officials warned Friday that they do and have detected high levels of sulfur gas in the air. That could threaten the elderly and people with breathing problems. Voters in Lebanon are going to the polls Sunday for the first parliamentary election in 9 years. Security concerns have postponed the vote several times. The main competition is between the Western-backed coalition of Prime Minister Saad Hariri's Future Movement Party and the Iranian-backed Hezbollah group. 86 women are running for seats in Lebanon's 128-member parliament that is equally divided between Muslims and Christians. Security forces have been deployed to polling stations for Sunday's elections, and an official tally is actually expected to take several days. With just weeks to go before President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are expected to hold their first ever summit, Pyongyang Sunday criticized what it called misleading claims that Trump's policy of maximum political pressure and sanctions are what drove the North to the negotiating table. The North's official news agency quoted a foreign ministry spokesman warning the claims are a dangerous attempt to ruin a bidding detente on the Korean Peninsula after Kim's summit late last month with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. At the summit, Kim agreed to a number of measures aimed at improving North-South ties. Justify, the favorite three-year-old horse going into Saturday's Kentucky Derby, won the two-kilometer race on a rain-soaked track. Justify held off Audible and Good Magic in the final stretch of the race. The race is the first leg of the Triple Crown races in the United States. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.